Okay, cool. Yeah, my name's James Powderly, and my friend and I are in the process of trying to start a nonprofit research lab that sort of the purpose of it is to support artists, engineers, entertainers, people who are working in the public domain, exclusively without copyright restriction and things like that.
What kind of research do you envision?
It would be kind of across the boards, from sort of arts type research to entertainment, pop culture, even possibly engineering and science, gizmo building, gadget building, sort of open source science projects like the
Sure.
kind SETI at Home, things like that. And we both my partner and I, his name's Evan Roth. We worked at this place called iBeam, which is a pretty big nonprofit in New York City, and started a project that was fairly successful there. So we've gotten a lot of media attention and notoriety from ranging from like Rolling Stone to Al Jazeera. And what we were doing before is this sort of open source public domain work, but it was more in like an arts context.
Sure.
And so from our work there, we just thought, we'll take this moment where our project's kind of doing well and try to start an open source lab that's more focused, broadly at pop culture and entertainment, things like that.
Okay. And so how far along are you in the process?
Well, we've actually, based on our contacts at iBeam, we've gotten some initial funding, and we have the startings, inklings of a sort of board of directors. We have three sort of confirmed board members, and we've actually created articles of con the articles of incorporation document based on just our reading online. And we've signed that document, but we haven't mailed it out yet because we were interested in getting just someone to walk us through the process, make sure we didn't step anything, and take a look at the document and review it. And then, of course, move on with the rest of the 501 C filing.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about how things get done here at VLA. We do a fair number of not-for-profit incorporations here, and have had very good luck placing them out with dedicated pro bono attorneys to, walk you through the process of the actual, articles of incorporation to getting it filed with the Department of, with New York Secretary of State. In your case, there may be an additional hurdle if they think you've got a quote-unquote educational purpose, at which point you will have to also get clearance from the Board of Regents of New York State.
Board of Regents. Yeah, I
Yep,
see.
so that's a possibility.
And there
And then,
is, I mean, we did hope to have a workshop or educational component to the nonprofit.
Yeah, and that's normally nothing too bad, but I'm not a lawyer myself. I'm a law student, so I've sort of seen the issues, but I don't know the the specific details on that yet.
Okay,
But
gotcha.
then the attorney will take you through that right up to the point of getting the 501c3 status from the IRS, which actually, from what I hear, tends to be the longest stage in the process.
This is our
The way
understanding too.
that tends to work, our pipeline here is that we actually offer clinics about or workshops rather about twice a month, taught by VLA staff, which are basically, a primer on starting a not-for-profit and a little bit on what to expect when you're incorporating as a not-for-profit, sort of the what to expect when you're expecting for an NFP. And so what happens is, we have people go through that. They assign a little bit of quote-unquote homework after that, which are things like getting some basic ideas for articles of incorporation, setting up a little bit of a budget, figuring out how you want your structure to be for the board, things like that. And then one more consultation with us, and then we place you out with a pro bono attorney from one of the big firms in the city.
Okay, that sounds great.
And the time frame on that is normally a few months. We have the workshops, like I say, about every 2 weeks. So I mean, you can get the ball rolling very quickly, but it does just take a little bit of time to get somebody to pick up the case and then to get the wait on the Department of State to do all their processing and all the rest. So total incorporation time is usually on the order of 6 months to a year.
Okay.
And the cost on this, the total cost, including the workshop, consultation with us, and then administrative fee to cover the placement with the full-fledged pro bono attorney is $425.
425.
Yep, 425. And for additional attendees at the conference, I believe it's $25 per person beyond the first person.
25 per person.
Yep,
And
so
so
one for free and then 25 per head beyond that.
I see. And the that one person still is responsible for that 450
Yep, the 425. It actually, what you can do is if you hit up our website, which is vlany.org.
Mm-hmm. You got that.
And there'll be a link at the top that says calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll down, there's one coming up, let's see, on the 12th, which is a nonprofit and tax exemption workshop, and then another one on the 27th.
27th?
Yep.
Okay.
And if you click on that, you know, it'll expand a little box on the page, and there's a registration form on there. And the registration form tells you, you know, what the prices are. I'm pulling one up right now to make sure I'm telling you the right numbers. Come on, Adobe. Yep, it is. It is 75, with an additional 25 per person beyond that. And on this first form, you don't have to pay the entire 425 up front. It's just the 75 for the workshop itself, plus 25 for anybody else who comes along.
I see. So the cost is kind of staggered across a few different.
Yep, the cost is staggered. So basically, once you. You know, once you come in and start moving along and start heading towards incorporation, then it's the $350 for placement and consultation.
Okay, cool. So we, I guess we can begin this process. Well, we sort of began it now, but
mm-hmm.
if we come to the event on the 12th, do we register online for that?
It's a PDF that you can print out and mail in or fax in.
Okay.
If you're worried about it getting in advance, you can certainly give us a call. We can try and get you marked down and registered. The only reason for that is because there's a $10 fee for registration at the door, so we sort of know what our headcount is in advance.
I see.
So, you know, give us a heads up in advance. You won't be stuck for the extra $10.
Okay, so if we... okay, so cool. So we just fax that form in, and if
yep,
we fax it in, we don't need to give you an additional call or anything to...
Nope. You should be all set at that point, although you can request confirmation if you'd like. But, yeah, I think it's 1 p.m. On the 12th. Yeah, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. on the 12th, and 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. on the 27th.
Okay, cool. I think both of those are we're available to go to attend either.
Okay.
Okay. So we come to this. We register online.
Mm-hmm.
Bring the 75 plus 25 per additional person.
Yep.
For the
or you can also pay via credit card on the form if you'd like.
Okay. Cool.
Or we can take credit card at the door if you've got it that way. So,
okay, cool. And okay, that sounds good. Is there an email address or anything that we can contact you guys at, or is it done only over the phone? And
phone is honestly going to be the best way to catch somebody.
Okay.
Just because there's a lot of email that comes through, and not everything's going to get responded to as quickly.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
the call
yeah,
volume's
yeah,
high
yeah,
too,
yeah,
but you've got a better
that.
Shot at catching somebody with the phone than with the email. That's my recommendation.
Okay, cool. How many people typically attend these workshops?
It's normally on the order of about 20 to 30 people.
20 to 30 people?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's one VLA staff attorney who teaches it. There's some opportunity for question and answer if you've got things you need clarification about. And, you know, obviously because there is another consultation after this with VLA staff, they can answer any specific concerns at that point. So.
Okay, cool. So we'll begin this process, I guess, on the 12th of this month.
Okay.
And what was your name again?
My name is Alex.
Alex? Okay,
yep.
Cool, Alex. Thanks a lot.
All right. No problem, James.
Okay, bye.
Bye.